Welcome back to the show. Let's talk to a firm favourite here at Tip TV. His name is Simon English. He's a senior city correspondent, even for the Evening Standard. Simon, welcome to the show. Let's talk about banking. Now, there's a big headline after the French elections. The president wants the bankers back in Paris. Reading the headlines, I see that they're talking about Paris to build seven new skyscrapers to tempt the bankers back after the UK leaves the euro. That's the size of 50 football pitches, for what it's worth. Paris, Frankfurt, Luxembourg, Dublin, all going after the British banker. What's your thoughts there?
I think that his ambitions may not be as great as he pretends. There's been a lot of talk from France about them wanting to lure the city. They mean a slice of it. They mean a small piece of it. And seven skyscrapers, however many people that is, it's not that many. So if they get 10,000 people, 20,000 people, and some business, that's great for them. And that's all that they want, I think. I think, truthfully, much beyond that, and they begin to worry about how they're going to regulate these people. They don't have the experience and the expertise to do it. And I've heard from very senior people in the city and at the Bank of England who say that that's privately what Frankfurt and Paris finance bosses say to them. He's like, yeah, we're going to try and nick some of it, but ultimately we want the regulatory risk to stay with you because we're not sure that we know how to manage these banks.
Right. Now, in terms of lifestyle in Paris, would you, if you were a banker, actually want to move over from Paris, from the greatest city in the world?
Well, I don't really see that you would. And the banking culture there is very different to how it is here, in that there's traditionally a very slow start to the day. It's very family unfriendly for a start. It also, I think it wouldn't suit most people here who want to get up at 5 and 6 in the morning and go for it. Over there, the culture is much different. No one does a stroke until lunchtime. Then they go out for lunch for 3 or 4 hours, right, and then they come back, and then they kick in, and they work really hard until 10 o'clock at night. A, that's no good for the supposedly family-friendly practices that the city wants to push. Also, I just don't think it's going to suit that many people here who just, as I say, they want to get up in the morning and get on with it. They don't want to wait until 6 o'clock at night before they kick in.
Well, the final comment on this, I read that Paris La Défense, a business district, after the Brexit vote, came up with a party line, tired of the fog, try the frogs.
Well, a few people will, but you know what the truth is, Moose, and I'm sorry to say this about your old profession in particular. There aren't that many city traders who are smart enough to learn French. So even if they go over, people, you and your mates, you'll be back within 2 months.
Simon English, thank you very much indeed.